This month's profile is the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, one of the most powerful men in the world. How does he see his country's future and ours? Listen now as we present 10 keys to understanding the man that some Chinese people affectionately refer to as Uncle Xi.
Number 1. Communist Prince.
Xi Jinping's father was a leader of the 1949 Communist Revolution, who later became a senior minister in the new regime under Mao Zedong. So when Xi was born in 1953, he was automatically a princeling, a member of the political elite. But as Xi reached adolescence, the family's fortunes changed. His father fell out of favour with increasingly volatile Mao and was purged and later imprisoned during the Cultural Revolution. Only after Mao's death in 1976 was Xi's father reinstated.
Number 2. Farm Worker.
Following his father's fall, Xi was sent for re-education, working as a farm worker in the Chinese provinces. He was 13. Xi later said that while other young people on the train out of Beijing were crying, he was happy because he knew that leaving the capital meant that he would live. He spent the next 7 years labouring in a remote village.
Number 3. A Loyal Communist.
Surprisingly, 7 years of labour did not turn Xi against the Communist Party. Instead, according to someone who knew him then, he chose to survive by becoming redder than red. He applied to join the party, which refused him 9 times because of his father, before he was finally accepted in 1974. He then began a subtle ascent of the hierarchy, choosing unglamorous provincial posts where he won a reputation for competence and integrity.
Number 4. The Popular Touch.
Thanks to his years among the country's rural poor, Xi has always had an easy connection with ordinary people, while other communist leaders are seen as faceless bureaucrats. Often respectfully called Uncle Xi, this popularity has been his greatest strength in the complex power games of Beijing. The conventional theory is that the party hates him, but the people love him, says Richard McGregor, an expert on Chinese politics. It also possibly helps that Xi's wife, Peng Luan, is a famous singer.
Number 5. The Chinese Dream.
On being appointed China's president in 2013, Xi started to unite the country around what he referred to as the Chinese Dream. Despite its echoes of the American Dream, Xi's vision is not about personal liberty or social advancement. Although vague, the Chinese Dream is essentially a collective ambition for a future in which China is the world's dominant nation economically and politically.
Number 6. Chairman of Everything.
As president, Xi immediately started a campaign against corruption, which was endemic in the Communist Party. While popular and necessary, the campaign was used by Xi as a way to destroy all his political rivals in the party. Simultaneously, he amassed more than a dozen different titles and positions of power, subverting the country's system of collective leadership to become known by the nickname Chairman of Everything.
Number 7. Censoring Winnie the Pooh.
Any hopes that Xi would be a reformer soon proved a fantasy. Under his presidency, the Communist Party's control over society has been reinforced and dissent censored. Social media is closely monitored, with numerous words and phrases banned to prevent political discussion. At times, this can get surreal. References to Winnie the Pooh are censored, for example, because it could be a coded reference to Xi, who, social media users say, resembles the bear.
Number 8. End of the West.
Central to Xi's plans is a multi-billion dollar program of investment in roads, ports, and railways in 70 countries called the Belt and Road Initiative. His objective is to position China at the logistical center of world trade and create a new kind of globalization that will dispense with the rules of the aging Western-dominated institutions. At the same time, the rapid construction of military bases in the South China Sea and in Africa is strengthening China's position. The country is also investing massively in artificial intelligence, AI. The plan? To be the world leader in AI by 2030.
Number 9. One-man rule.
After the economic and social disasters suffered under Mao Zedong, the Communist Party installed rules to stop one man ever again having too much power. Last year, Xi shocked the country by undoing these rules. He is now no longer limited to 2 5-year terms as president, so he can govern beyond 2023 and has no mandatory retirement age. As a result, he is surrounded by sycophants rather than equals.
Number 10. Xi thought.
All Chinese university students must now take ideology courses in which Xi thought is studied. Indeed, very unusually, the 355 pages of Xi's thoughts have now been officially adopted as part of the Communist Party's constitution. This means that anyone disagreeing with Xi Jinping is now effectively attacking the party itself. And the consequences, as pro-democracy campaigners among others have discovered, are severe. There are, it seems, no controls on his power.